Good evening and welcome to Digging Deeper on this Saturday evening, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And tonight we're going to be speaking about the Thanksgiving and encouragement for all seasons. Friends, Thanksgiving is going to look very different this year for a lot of folks. We won't be doing our normal traditions due to this pandemic. And my prayer tonight is that this message would speak to your heart, bring encouragement to you, and just guide you in these days ahead. Let us go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father God, we just thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for the knowing that you are with us in every season of life. Father, you're with us when things are going well. You're with us when things are not what they seem and not what we would like. But Lord, we thank you for your amazing love, your wonderful grace, and most of all, your mercy. Oh Lord, how we need the mercy of the Lord in the days in which we're living, in the confidence to know that God is in control, even while our world is seemingly spinning out of control. Father, be with us tonight and use these words to encourage the hearts and the minds of all who will listen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, tonight I want to talk to you, as I mentioned, about encouragement for all seasons. And I'm going to begin with a very familiar passage in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. I'm going to begin in the 6th verse. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out from the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Well, family and friends, spring, summer, fall, winter, these are the seasons of the year. But I want you to note also they can be the seasons of our lives. Spring is often associated with new birth, for in the springtime the flowers begin to bloom. Summer is that time when we're young, vibrant, and strong, and fall reminds us of middle age, where the character of our lives show forth its many colors. And winter, well, no one likes winter that I know of, at least not if you've ever lived in western New York, where I come from. The cold winds blow and the snows come and come and come. Everything is a struggle in western New York in the winter. Just as the fresh snow glistens with its rich clean whiteness, yet we, as we age in the winter of our lives, we need to become ever brighter for Christ. We need to allow Christ to shine ever brighter within us. And that white hair that appears upon our heads is a reminder that Christ has made us holy. That white hair reminds us that soon we'll be wearing the fine linen God's promised to his saints. Life has its seasons. Some are filled with joy, while others are characterized with difficulty. Yet I believe in every season of life there is a principle from God's word in which we can take great comfort. And so tonight, if we'll take this principle to heart, I want you to know it will encourage you right now where you're at. It will encourage you in every season of life you will face. It will encourage you in the midst of this pandemic. The principle is very simple, and yet it is rock solid. God is ever faithful. I want to say that again, and you say it right there at home with me. God is ever faithful. He's with us in every season of life. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. That is his promise. He promises that I will always be with you. You know, I had a good visual lesson of this principle, if you will, while I was pastoring in Berwick, Pennsylvania. You see, my doctor was the county coroner. Now, we all know that the coroner is called out at the end of life, but think about it from the perspective that she was my doctor. She was with me for my yearly physical. She was there when I was ill. She knew all about my physical body, all there was to know about it. And if God had called me home, well, friend, she'd have been there in the end as well. She'd have been with me all the way from to the end. It's a great picture for me of what it means when God says he is faithful. Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians at Corinth, and he said, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Family and friends, the Bible says of man that all have fallen short of the glory of God, and each man, woman, or child must come to the point of understanding what God says about us is true. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But so much contained in that little word, but, isn't there? And so Romans 5:8 adds that, and it says, But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friends, was God faithful to provide a Savior for a sinner such as I, for a sinner such as you? Was God faithful? You know he was. You'd better believe he was. Because the Bible says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus Christ became sin for us. And Jesus Christ died for us. And because of that, our faithful God has provided a means for every soul who repent of sin and to be saved. And therefore, when we come to understand our need for a Savior, God has provided one for us so that a man can find peace in this world and he can find rest for his soul. Listen, tonight there are many restless souls, and the holidays just seem to bring out the restlessness in people who are struggling with life. But I want you to know tonight that you can find peace in Jesus Christ. I want you to know tonight that you can find rest for your soul in Jesus Christ. Listen, God may be speaking tonight to someone who is not yet saved. And you may be wondering, well, how do I get into that fellowship? How do I find that peace? How do I find that rest that you're talking about, that fellowship Paul wrote to the Corinthians about? Well, I want to share that with you tonight. Very simply, you must first ask God through repentance to forgive you of all of your sin. And if you will repent, what does that mean? It means to turn away from sin and turn to God. And if you will turn to God tonight, God will forgive you for your sin. And you must place your faith and your trust in the cross of Jesus Christ, God's blessed Son, the one whom God provided to save us and to call us into fellowship with him. Listen, the Bible has this to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's great news. You see, many people today believe that God just stands ready to condemn this world. Friend, nothing could be farther from the truth. God sent his Son to provide a Savior. God gave his one and only Son that by believing in him, no one should perish, but everyone should have everlasting life. You see, God knew man would object to that, and God knew some people would believe that God was just ready to condemn the world. So God also included this verse in his word, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world he might be saved. Listen, friends, to say that God is faithful means that he always does what he said. Has God provided a Savior for the man and woman and child of this world? You better believe he has. How reassuring then to know that we can count on him to keep his promises. Listen, God has never broken a promise. God keeps every one of the promises that he has spoken about in his word. One of the great promises of God is this. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. No matter what season of life you are in, God will never leave you. No matter how deep, no matter how dark, no matter how depressing, no matter how hopeless or good things may seem, you can count on this. You can count on the fact that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You will always have his abiding presence with you in every season of your life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Aren't you glad tonight to know that God is no fair weather savior? Because that's what some folks believe. You know, we believe it because we equate God to what we go through down here in life. We all know that they love you when things are going their way. But when things aren't, seems to me like there's a lot of fair weather friends in the world today. Seems to me when things aren't going the way they should be going that a lot of folks hop off the bandwagon these days, so to speak. And I'm sure you'll agree that the world is full of fair weather friends, but not God. God is no fair weather friend. He is the greatest friend you could ever have. He is with you in every weather. No matter what season of life you may be in, God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He loves you. He gave his one and only begotten son for you. That's how much God loves you. God wants us to know something. Disappointments in life may come, and they will come. But how can we ever grow discouraged when God is on our side? You know what I've come to discover in my life is this, that discouragement is a choice. Because the God I know turns every disappointment into a greater blessing, one that I never saw coming. Listen, the God of heaven is able to do abundantly more. Abundantly more. Say that, abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. That's our God. Hallelujah. God can do more. Whatever seems impossible to you is not impossible for God. He turns all our impossibilities into possibilities because everything is possible with God. My friends, God wants us to know and embrace these three great truths I'm going to share here this morning. Truth based on his promises, and we know that God is a God who always keeps his promises. The very first promise God wants you to embrace is this: God will be faithful to you. You see, that's his very nature. God is faithful. The psalmist wrote, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds." And Jeremiah wrote, and if you're listening to this message tonight, this is a truth. God is ever faithful, because Jeremiah wrote, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." God is ever faithful, friend. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's with you in every season of life. No matter what your present circumstances are, no matter what your present trial may be, of this I can assure you tonight, friends, because the Bible says so, our present trials are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That's our God. God is ever faithful. He's ever true to his promises. And that's because, friends, of this second truth that God wants us to embrace tonight. I want you to know something. A lot of people don't believe this, but I do, because the Bible tells me so. God knows all about your situation. Whatever your situation might be tonight, friend, God knows all about it. So many in this world today think that God doesn't know about their situation. God knows about your situation. Some folks feel that because God doesn't know about it, they can get away with anything. But the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible says this: nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, and that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven in fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Listen, wherever your situation is tonight, wherever you may be, if you're in the hospital or you're in prison or you're out on the street, I want you to know something. God knows all about it, and God loves you, and God cares for you. Right now you may feel that God doesn't love you and that God doesn't care for you, but friend, that's not true. How can anyone believe that God doesn't love him or care for him when the Bible says that God gave his very own son to die on Calvary's cross for us? Listen, your impossible situation right now is not an impossible situation for God. You need to turn around and you need to find God tonight. You need to come to God. You need to speak with God, because God knows all about it. He knows all about the sinner who hears the message of God today and scoffs at it and refuses to accept God's offer of peace and salvation in Christ. How many of you know this tonight who are listening? God is angry with the wicked every day. He's angry that they don't turn to him. He's angry that they won't come to him. I would be angry too if I gave my only son and provided the only means of salvation and people rejected it. Listen, God loves us. God cares for us. Listen, God knows right where you're at. He knows all about your situation tonight, and God wants to rectify your situation. Are you going to reach up and take hold of the hand of Almighty God and trust him to guide you, to teach you, and to lead you? Will you follow him? Will you come to him for salvation? Will you put all your faith and trust in him? Listen, the psalmist said this, because there are many people tonight who try to hide from God. And the psalmist said this: whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Friend, what is God saying to us? He's saying, I know all about it. No matter where you are, I know all about it. He's also saying, I know about your situation. And no matter what it is, God wants us to know that he remains faithful. Faithful to his promises. If you're a sinner tonight in need of salvation, God is faithful. He's given us the cross. All you need to do is come by way of the cross. Jesus loves you. Jesus will forgive you. You need to repent. You need to turn to God. You need to accept the blood to wash away your sin, to make you whole again. God will lift you up from the deepest hole you are in. God will put a new song in your mouth. God can do anything. And I hope you're hearing me when I say that. God knows all about it. And God stands ever faithful. His arms are open wide. They're open wide and welcome. No matter what your situation, if you turn to God, God will never tell you, go away. God will just say to you, come on. Come on home. For his child who's going through trials and struggles tonight, God wants you to know he is faithful. He wants you also to embrace this truth tonight. God is omnipotent. What does that mean? Friend, it means that God has all the power to meet our every need. More importantly, God knows how to move us through the various seasons of life that we're talking about. And God has promised that all things work together for good to them that love God And you may have been found yourself in some despicable situations. You may have done some despicable thing tonight. You're wondering, how could God ever take anything like that and work it out for good? Friend, God can do anything. Nothing is impossible for Him. And so God says that I'll take, that I can work all things together for good to them that love God. Do you love God tonight? Will you love God tonight? What would it look like for you to love God? No matter what it is, God can work it out for good to those who love God, to them who are the called. Is God calling you tonight? Is God calling you to salvation? Have you been saved, but you're in need of rededication? Have you fallen away from God, friend? God can work it out for good. You need to come on home tonight. You see, God has a purpose for you. God knows you. God loves you. God cares for you. I want you to hold on to this fact. We will change, whether we want to or not. We've been changing all of our lives, whether we chose to or not. Some are getting a little bit older. Some are getting a little more feeble. Some are getting a little bit younger. Some are getting a little bit stronger. We're always changing. Some are getting a little bit taller. Some are getting a little bit wider. We're always changing. Seasons will change in our lives. We're in a season now such as we have never seen or ever experienced in the lifetime of us with this COVID. Things aren't what they seem. We're in a season of change, and we don't know what will be. But our God does not change. And so God is ever stable. God is ever faithful. God is our rock. He says in His Word, Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." I don't know about you, but I can look at my own life and I can see where I've made changes. Some I wanted to make, some I didn't want to make. But change came just the same. I bet if you're honest with yourself tonight, you'd have to say the same. Change came just the same, whether you wanted it to come or not. But God is saying to us tonight, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am always the same, which means my promises are always the same. I am faithful to my word. I have provided the world with a Savior. And if you know that you're lost tonight, if you know you're a sinner tonight, you've come to the end of your rope, you've come to the end of your journey, I want you to know that there is a Savior for you tonight. His name is Jesus. And Jesus saves, and you need to turn to the Savior tonight. You need to give your heart to Jesus. You see, He is faithful to His Word. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and that Son's name is Jesus, that whosoever believeth in Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life. You need to come to Jesus. Jesus is faithful to forgive every soul who will come, just as they are who will say, Father, forgive me. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And if you said that tonight, friend, you're halfway home. You need to turn away from your sin. That's repentance. And you need to turn to God. And then you're all the way home. God loves you, and God wants to forgive you. He is faithful to forgive every soul who will repent and to save them for all eternity. God has the power to turn sinners into saints. I can think of no greater joy than knowing that I can have peace in my soul because God can turn a sinner like me into a saint. I can think of no greater joy than having absolute rest no matter what situation I'm going to face in this life because I rest in Him. The old song we used to sing, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got you and me in his hand. Are you in the hand of God tonight through repentance and the placing of your faith in him? Have you been turned from a sinner into a saint? God's not going to waver, friend. He's no fair weather friend. He is a Savior all the way to the end. He's knocking at the door of your heart tonight. He's calling out to you tonight. Will you turn to him? If you know Jesus as your Savior, God is with you right now. And God will be with you to the end. He will never forget you. I can think of no greater joy than knowing that Jesus will never forget me. He sees me in every situation I am, and he is with me in every situation I am in. I can't do anything to earn more of his love, and I can't do anything to lose any of his love. He loves me unconditionally. And friend, if you will turn to him, that's how he's going to love you. Listen to me. God will never leave us. What a wonderful promise. God is ever faithful. He will never forsake us. He is our rock. Thus we can all say, great, 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 great is his faithfulness. Oh friend, I hope you're encouraged tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God for providing us with a Savior, providing us with a means, and helping us understand that there is nothing impossible for him. Father, tonight as we come to you on this holiday weekend, Lord, we know that the holidays bring out sometimes the most restless situations of our lives. And Father, we pray tonight for those folks caught in a restless situation, that they have heard this message and that they would know that Jesus loves them, Jesus will save them, and Jesus will bring them home. Father, tonight I pray that there are those who are crying right now, tears of repentance. I pray for those who wandered from the fold, that, Lord, they would turn back to you. Like that prodigal son, whatever situation they're in tonight, that they would get up and say, I'm going home to the Father. In the Father's house is all the love of God wrapped up in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we just pray for Jesus to save each and every one of us tonight. He will keep us to the uttermost because he saves us to the uttermost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.